Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being alive today. Thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a blessing to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a day it is for God to give us His Son, Jesus Christ. I hope you all have a blessed holiday, and truly I thank God. In a few days, praise God, we'll be entered into a new year, a year that we never seen before. And I thank God for the year of 2024, of a lot of things that happened, and things that happened in your life. Some of you have received miracles. Some of you have received healing. Some of you, praise God, have received the blessing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the meanwhile, there are those who lost their loved ones in this year. And truly, it is sad that some have lost their mothers, their fathers, their sisters and brothers, even children. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for God, that you give them strength to endure. So I truly thank God, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, that we need to be thankful and be grateful for what God has blessed us to come this far in this year. Now we'll be embracing the year of 2025. And we are to prepare our heart, prepare our spirit, and what we're going to be endeavoring in the days to come. But truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ. In Psalms 93, it says, "The Lord reigns; He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith He has girt Himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting." And I thank God. He is our sovereign ruler of the universe. God, let us be known. God, let us be known of your majesty, your goodness. Lord, let our heart bow before you as we pray. So, Lord, you are our majesty. You are our Lord and Lords and Kings of Kings. And, Lord, let us stay focused on your word to worship you in all that you are, in your glory, in your reigning, in your love, God. We thank you. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you are. You are the creator of the universe. You are our God and King. Lord, we're going to worship you in spirit and truth. And Lord, you clothe us with the majesty and all that you are. I thank you, Father, for being who you are and what you are. Thank you for giving us hope and peace. Thank you for taking care of us throughout this year. And Lord, we thank you. So Heavenly Father, thank you for being the God that you are, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are Abba, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I truly thank God for the prayer. Thank you, for God is a sovereign Lord. He is our righteous God. He's a God of mercy and truth. But most of all, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. This year, I truly thank God for blessing me to be on this broadcast, The Rose of Sharon. I truly thank God for everything that He had done for me and my family. I thank God. And yes, I lost a loved one this year, but truly thank God that my mom is in heaven with the Lord. But most of all, I truly thank God to make myself have a close relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's very important that you have a true committed relationship with God. Because in the year of 2025, God is going to test our faith. He's going to test our walk with Him to see how much we can endure while we are on this earth. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm going into the book of James, the 4th chapter, where the Lord says, submit yourself to God. In the year of 2025, you need to make a commitment, a true commitment, to be in the place and submitting yourself to God. And I thank God for Jesus. There is going to be so much temptation. True enough. But you got to make a decision who you're going to serve and who you're going to submit yourself to. And the Word of God said, what caused fights and quarrels among stir that battle within you? You deserve, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motive, that you may spend what you get on your pleasure. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that He jealously longed for the Spirit He had called to dwell in us? But He give us more grace. That is why Scripture said, God opposed the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. And that's it. When we come near to God, God comes near to us. We need to come into a place to submit ourselves to God. Thank you, Father. And resist the devil. Satan will do all he could to sift you like wheat. He will do all he can to change our course, to have you have a second thought not to serve God. But you got to resist his spirit, his deception. Praise God. You got to prevent yourself not to quarrel with the enemy. Because keep in mind, you're not fighting against flesh and blood. You're fighting against the spirit of darkness. Let's resist the devil in the days to come. And I thank God for Jesus. Let's hold the rein. Let's hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let's hold on to what God said and promised us through his word. We are close to the finish line, my brothers and sisters, but we got to stay focused and trust God every step of the way. Don't let the devil detour you away from God. Keep your mind steadfast on what God is saying to you today. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need the Lord more than ever before. We are in the battle. We got to fight like we never fight before. We got to take our walk serious enough when we enter into another dimension. And I thank God for Jesus. God wants to show us more than what we have shown, what he has shown to us this year. When we are in his grace or in his mercy, thank God for Jesus Christ. As the word of God said, we're going to enter into his courts with thanksgiving in our mouth. Let's hold fast to what God said in his word. Let's trust God. Let's depend on him. And Heavenly Father, I thank God for Jesus gave us himself. He's still alive in us. As long as we are in him, we become one in him. So as Jesus said, as my Father is in me, I'm in the Father, and we are one. So in the year to come, we need to stay focused and trust God. Resist the devil. Hallelujah. Resist him and submit yourself to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father, for being the Father that you are, that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I truly thank God that God will show favor and give us a grace of humble. In the days, people's patience are so short, they get bitter. They talk to you in a kind of way because they allow the enemy, and they're not submitting themselves to God. They're not resisting the devil and how he have them to talk. I mean, I'm talking about Christian people. People call themselves Christian. They get so sharp with you. They get so short-patient with you. They talk to you in no kind of way. They talk to you in anger status. God don't want us to be like that. If we're going to be a witness to Christ and we're going to be his ambassador, we got to learn to trust God and rely on him every step of the way. So I truly thank God for Jesus. The Lord is teaching us to hold fast, to keep our eyes on him. So Heavenly Father, we need you today. Give us your grace. Give us your mercy. Let us be example as you are our example. You are our role model. Let us be the role model in your behalf. Let us be that light that someone can see the light in our life, your light, so they will come out of darkness into the light that you want them to embrace. So Heavenly Father, thank you for being the God that you are. My brothers and sisters, let's trust God. Let's depend on him. Submit ourselves to the Lord. And let's resist the enemy. Let's not operate in the enemy want us to be. Let us come humble. Let us hold the word of God in our hearts, in our spirit. And I thank God for all what he is. So my brothers and sisters, may the mercy of God be upon you this season, this year. But let the God be upon us in the year to come. And I want to say, I wish you a happy new year in the year 2025.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am joy.